This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A Canberra teen who threatened to expose a man as a sex offender unless he received payment has avoided jail time. The 15-year-old was part of a group who ambushed the victim, demanding $1,000. When the victim couldn't pay, they suggested a payment plan before he contacted the police about the extortion. The boy, who cannot be named for legal reasons, pleaded guilty to blackmail and other charges related to supplying MDMA and prescription drugs. He was given a 4-month suspended sentence for his role in the scam. As Queensland moves to expunge historical gay sex convictions, the state government has said it won't wipe charges for people convicted of anal sex offences before the age of consent was lowered to 16. The government last month apologised to the hundreds of Queenslanders who were convicted for gay sex before the law was changed in 1991. However, the government has stated that the people convicted of sodomy offences between 1991 and last year will not have their records expunged. And the Victorian government plans to boost funding to support the mental health and well-being of the state's sexual and gender diverse community. The government will allocate $500,000 to services and projects for vulnerable groups in the community, such as LGBTI youth, Aboriginal people, and people living in regional areas. Minister for Equality Martin Foley said the funding boost comes in light of the still-looming same-sex marriage plebiscite, which was recently allocated $170 million in the federal budget despite being voted down by the Senate last year. Liberal Senator Dean Smith has moved a motion in the Senate, along with Senator Penny Wong, drawing attention to the LGBTI crisis in Chechnya. Gay and bisexual men have allegedly been detained, tortured, and even killed in concentration camps in the region, in an attack on the community that is now being called genocide. LGBTI advocacy group Just Equal have welcomed the motion, and called on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to similarly make a public statement condemning the actions in Chechnya. And as the third inquest into Scott Johnson's 1988 death continues, a witness has described a skinhead group at the time bragging about assaulting gay men. Around the time of Johnson's death, a group were allegedly heard bragging about assaulting an American. Johnson fell to his death from a cliff near a beat in the late 1980s. The witness's statement said that police in 2013 had been informed about the gang's activities relating to a number of assaults of gay men between 1988 and 2001. And Ana Brnabic has become the first gay female Prime Minister of Serbia and a double first for the Balkan nation. Her appointment is all the more salient given that homophobia is still prevalent in the region, with 65% of people believing homosexuality is an illness and 78% believing that homosexuality shouldn't be expressed outside homes. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A religious player on the US women's soccer team has allegedly dropped out of a game to avoid wearing a Pride jersey. Evangelical Christian Yelaine Hinkle missed Pride matches this month against Sweden and Norway, citing personal reasons, but Outsports.com reports that Hinkle has previously tweeted her disapproval of same-sex marriage and gay associations with the rainbow symbol. On the day same-sex marriage became law, she tweeted that we need to pray because the world is falling further away from God. Former Aussie Rules player Matthew Hall has shared his experience of coming out as positive in football. Hall told the Daily Mail that his doctor said it was safe for him to keep playing in 96, but that the Melbourne Football Association refused to register him as he was a health and safety risk and fellow players didn't want to share change rooms with him. Now himself and others are fighting against HIV stigma by walking the Kokoda track in PNG this month to prove that people living with the virus can still live a healthy life. And finally, Football Authority FIFA has threatened to call off soccer matches if fans continue to chant homophobic slurs. The soccer body has implemented a new policy ahead of the Confederations Cup in Russia, where referees will be able to pause or stop a match to warn fans against discriminatory language. Prior to games, an anti-discrimination video will be shown to fans on the big screen, and match observers will be placed in the crowd to monitor behaviour. Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Vitaly Mutko says the country is honoured to be the first host of the Cup to implement the initiative.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.